We all know the banks are getting so much of our tax money these days that it's a wonder any of us have any money left. Literally trillions of dollars are pouring into their coffers, all paid for with free money from the government, which means you and I are on the hook for all of it eventually. Whether through higher taxes or a devaluating dollar, the trillions will be paid for, as you can't create wealth by creating more dollar bills. You either have to eventually tax us, or we lose purchasing power through inflation. Not only does the free money to the banks get me mad, the banks, in my opinion, are not our friends. They're the ones that concocted all these crazy liar loans and subprime garbage that brought down the system, and even though it's their fault, we have to pay for it. What really steams me is their uses of fees and charges on our bank accounts and credit cards that literally border on criminality. Yes, their fees are legal, only because our government says they are, but let's take a look at the facts. The banks borrow money from the feds at almost 0%, but can charge us 30% or more on credit cards. They rack up late fees on us and stick us with overcharges and other gimmick fees. They entice people to take out multiple credit cards at low rates, then jack the rates to more than a bookie would charge. They can change the rates anytime they want and make an obscene markup on their interest rates. They push for more stringent bankruptcy laws that now enable us cradle-to-grave indebtedness to them under the guise of consumer bankruptcy reform. The only reform it was for their balance sheets. Why doesn't the government do something about this fleecing of America? Either tell the banks to stop hounding us with more credit or lower the rates and fees to a flat 5 or 10% profit instead of the nearly 1,000 profit they gouge from us now. Why doesn't Barack negotiate with these banks to be fair? It's not like they don't know the problem. Credit card reform has been a subject on the public's mind for decades, yet the rates continue up and the fees mount. Not only are the banks getting our money through robber rates and overage fees, they get trillions in our tax money to boot, and they want the banks to get lending again? For what? So they can charge us another 33% for another new credit card and $50 more in fees when we can't afford the payment? Where are our champions for change? Where are our elected officials? Do the banks really control anything and everything, including our politicians? Probably. Otherwise, we would see some regulation or change in their robber rates and criminal fees. But we don't. Many of our forefathers and great thinkers of our country have seen and warned us about how the banking system, if allowed to, will grow unchecked until it brings us all down in either servitude or system collapse, and indeed we may see both right now. But what can you and I do in defense of our finances against these monetary destroying Frankensteins? First of all, you don't have to participate in their credit cards or other loan products. Most of us need help when buying a house or a car, but credit cards are another matter, and I consider them a luxury, one you may not need to use. I pay my cards off every month, but that's me. If you find you charge items and carry balances, you are playing with fire, in my opinion. Credit cards were originally designed for convenience, but have morphed into a necessity for some. If you absolutely need your credit cards to pay for basic necessities, you're probably living beyond your means and headed for trouble. You're also one of the bank's biggest profit centers. If you find you need your credit cards to survive, you are better off biting the bullet now and addressing the problem now. By living off your credit cards, you make a bad situation worse, and dealing with it now will be cheaper for you in the long run. If you find most of your purchases, on the other hand, are items you can do without, and the credit cards just make it easier for you, you are also playing into the bank's hands and using the card for impulsive buys. The only cards I recommend keeping are cards you pay off each month. If you can afford to do that, you're not paying the banks much, if anything, in the way of finance charges. It also means you can afford credit. I always say if you can afford to pay off your credit card when it's due, you can afford credit. If you need credit, you probably can't afford it. Rip up those credit cards and start paying cash. You'll be surprised how much money you'll save and how much simpler your financial life will become. You also won't be contributing any money to the bottom line of those greedy, blood-sucking banks. That's how I see it. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are those of the speaker, myself, our opinions only, and may not necessarily reflect those of KVMR staff or underwriters. That's this week's Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM.